CQ, CQ, CQ America, and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
CQ, CQ, CQ America, and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the only show of its kind in America. I'm Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW, along with... And I have a cold today, as everybody can probably hear. Our phone number is 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. This is the day of WrestleMania 11. I know you're all interested in that. Now let's get to the important thing. We have open lines today. However, we will have a guest, Mark Nadel, in the beginning, which you can call in and ask. He's having a problem with the city of Hempstead regarding antenna ordinances, and that's going to be kind of interesting. Have I got stuff to give away? I've got magazine subscriptions. I've got CD-ROM resource discs. I've got a $100 Larson antenna gift certificate. All you have to do is give me a call if you want the CD or the magazine subscriptions. Let me know. I have only got one CD, though, to give away today. Otherwise, if you want the Larson antenna, just give me a number between 1 and 35. Somebody will win that. Remember to call or write your local stations. Thank them for having us on their station. We really need your support to keep us going. Next week, we're going to have open lines. We're going to talk about... No, next week, we're not going to have open lines. We're going to have Ken Allen. We're going to talk about the Dayton Hamvention, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, and that's going to be really interesting with Ken. But today, open lines and Mark Nadel. So give us your calls at 1-800-298-TALK. You can either ask Mark a question about antenna ordinances and his problems with Hempstead, New York, or talk about whatever you want, antennas, you name it. We'll be right back after this.
If you want to be a successful investor, never buy an investment you don't understand. Today, the choice of investment opportunities is overwhelming. You need to rely on sound judgment when it comes to investing your money. Now more than ever, you need to base your investment decisions on a source of information that's second to none. You'll find that source is Barron's. Every week, Barron's gives you valuable advice on how to invest with greater understanding and foresight to help you spot the opportunities and avoid the pitfalls in all kinds of investment areas, from stocks, bonds, and mutual funds to options, collectibles, and real estate. Subscribe to Barron's now, and with your paid subscription, you'll also receive the Barron's Guide to Making Investment Decisions, over 300 pages of knowledge and insights you can use now to start building a lifetime investment program. Get 13 weeks of Barron's and the valuable guide for only $37.
Call toll-free 800-228-8222. That's 800-228-8222. Barron's, how money becomes wealth.
How would you like to mingle with golf pros at major tour events? Or talk candidly with them in the locker room and get the story behind the story? Well, now there's a magazine that takes you where the news is breaking. A different kind of magazine, not found on newsstands. Golf World, the number one news magazine in golf. Golf World brings you in-depth coverage of all the major tournaments more than 40 times a year, weekly during peak season. Coverage that starts months in advance of the Masters and continues through to the PGA Championship follow-up. Take a close-up look at tour players having a breakthrough year. Golf World takes you inside their game and explores the secrets of their success. Order your one-year subscription to Golf World. You'll get more than 40 news-breaking issues for just $23.77. That's 40% off the regular subscription price. Order now and get a copy of 10 Swings from the Tour, free with your paid subscription.
Call toll-free 800-472-1700. Golf World, the number one news magazine in golf. 800-472-1700.
Len Winkler here for 73 Amateur Today magazine. Do you want to read an informative magazine each month dealing with amateur radio that's easy to read? One that gives easy-to-understand reviews, teaches you to build projects that are fun and useful, provides editorials that are right on the money with current happenings in amateur radio? Then 73 Magazine is the one for you. With contributing editors like Jim Gray, W1XU, Joe Mel, K0OV, Carol Perry, WB2MGP, and others, 73 Magazine is for the new ham, the veteran ham, and even the ham-to-be. You'll find articles dealing with DFing, propagation, satellites, and so much more. So call now to subscribe at big savings off the newsstand price. Call 1-800-289-0388. That's 1-800-289-0388. It's worth the price just to read the great editorials by the man himself, publisher Wayne Green. So call now and mention Ham Radio and More, 1-800-289-0388. Call right now.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. My phone number, 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Today is officially open lines, and so if you have anything you want to talk about, antennas, you name it, in regards to amateur radio, the Vanity Call Sign Program, whatever, you can give us a call, get online, and we'll certainly talk about that. Initially, however, we have online with us right now my guest that I thought was pretty interesting, and I just thought that I would bring him on, and if you have any questions for him, we'll be happy to take it. Otherwise, after about 15 minutes or so, we'll cut him loose and go to open lines. Mark Nadel, NK2T, is in New York, Hempstead, New York, and he's been an amateur radio operator since 1978. He holds an extra class license. He's an active member of the U.S. Air Force MARS program, and he enjoys working in the public service sector of amateur radio. Mark, welcome to Ham Radio and More. Hello, Mark. Do we have Mark? What happened there? Okay, we don't have Mark. So I hope we're getting him back. We're getting him back, okay? Murphy's Law is striking. It must be the fact that the time change has occurred. Ah, we have Mark now?
I hear you fine.
Ah, great. Welcome back to Ham Radio and More. How you doing today?
Doing good. Doing real well. I hear you fine out this way.
Excellent. Tell us a little background and what story you have to tell.
Okay, basically what happened is I came home from work one afternoon, February 1993, much to the chagrin of receiving a notice of violation from the local municipality, which is the town of Hempstead, indicating that my amateur radio antenna tower, which had been installed legally in 1983, 10 years earlier, I received a violation notice. When I contacted the town, went down there, they had informed me that although I had a permit for my tower, it was only good for 30 foot, and this was a 55 foot crank up, and I was in violation of the ordinance. And they said, not to worry about it, just come on down, fill out some paperwork, and we'll get it processed. Well, lo and behold, after going through a whole proceeding of filling out paperwork, I realized that because I was going above the 30-foot limitation, I would have to go through a public hearing. Now, this problem came about because a neighbor, and when I say a neighbor, someone a block or two away from me, had apparently had some problem with his television and radio reception, and went to the town, and the town came down on me to see what the story was. So basically, in October of 1993, we went for a public hearing and a variance proceeding. And, of course, we went in with a group of experts to cover everything from radio frequency interference to biohazards, engineering specifications, the whole works. We really had it well covered. And the group of people, these individuals who were working with me, had been working together for probably about 8 or 9 years and had probably presented 15 or 20 cases over the years and been successful with all of them. So we thought this would be quite simple. There was no need for an attorney. So we presented our case, and one day later they denied it. And they denied it based on the fact that supposedly I was causing a devastating situation in the area of radio frequency interference, namely TVI. Of course, this individual had never come to me, and this was a person who I really didn't know, and it was just kind of out of the blue. And 2 years later, after a couple of hearings, we've gone to state court, the New York State Supreme Court. We filed some paperwork, and the state Supreme Court had told the town that they were wrong. They annulled the decision. They said they were arbitrary and capricious. And I believe the reason for that was in 1985, a similar individual, another ham radio operator, had an exact installation, and the town approved it. So we thought, of course, that would make this a real simple case. So the the judge had ordered the town to rewrite the decision, and basically it looked like they were going to approve it. Well, what they did is they rewrote the decision, and they didn't approve it, nor did they deny it. They dismissed it. And basically, they said, well, as if this thing had never happened, and if we go away and we don't bother them, they'll just let this thing lie. And, of course, at that point, we thought that was not the way to do it, because this could come back at some time in the future and only haunt me again. So we were forced to continue this situation, because at that point, we had spent many thousands of dollars in the courts, and we just felt it was not the proper way to do this without having a solid decision. So we went for a rehearing, and the rehearing took place on January 25th. We had 150 amateur radio operators show up, and of course that's kind of difficult because it's an afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon hearing. We had 150 people show up there. We had expert witnesses again. We had an attorney this time, and we were told that if we went in and presented the case properly, that this thing would be 1-2-3 over.
Well,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just laughing.
Oh, yeah. Well, New York State law basically states that in an Article 78, and that's what we went in for, and a rehearing, they must file a decision within 60 days. It is now 65 days, and there's no decision. Interestingly enough, we've been informed that it looks like they're probably going to approve this. One of the things, one of the side benefits out of this whole case is that they have been involved with the requesting from the ARRL through Chris Imlay, who's their general counsel. They've been requesting model tower ordinances. So we're kind of going to get probably a double bang for our buck out of this and hopefully get the permit along with get some ordinance change, which is really what the one of the things we're looking to do. Out of this also, one of the positive things that has come about is, as I mentioned, these individuals who were working or have worked with me and donated their time, one being Frank Fallon and 2FF, Norm Westler, K2YEW, these fellows incorporated an organization known as RADIO, and many people may have seen this now. RADIO is an acronym for the Radio Amateur Defense and Information Organization. And basically what we're looking to do, of course, is help hams who run into trouble. And we're starting out in the Long Island, New York area, and eventually this group may filter itself out through the country. It's been an organization that has helped support me financially because this case has now cost us in excess of $25,000. The interesting thing about this whole scenario is that as we had a conversation with the town attorney, I guess it was Friday afternoon, and they've now narrowed this down to want to know if I have any objections to either having some shrubbery around my tower or possibly a 3-foot fence or making sure it's painted in a dull color. So the interesting thing about this is that they went from a very hard stance in the RFI sector to now telling me I may have to plant the bushes around it, which is acceptable. You know, it's
they've gone from being doctors knowing that RFI is causing problems to becoming a designer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, they had ordered me in the beginning to crank it down from 55 feet to 30 feet. We tried to explain to them,
oh, this is good,
that if we bring it down in height, we're only going to make the situation worse. One of the other things that I had is I had a document signed by every one of the neighbors who indicated they had never had any problem, nor did they object to this.
Didn't they complain at one time that they wanted it lower because the higher it was, the worse it was for interference, and
exactly,
it would cause electromagnetic waves causing cancer?
The higher it goes,
the worse it would be.
Exactly. They're very not aware.
What a brain thrust.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very interesting. Now,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
It's been a very frustrating situation because this is really a no-brainer. This should never have happened. I believe what happened here is that we stepped on somebody politically. I must congratulate the local congressman out here who happened to get Ralph Haller involved. And that was one of the big pluses in this case. And I believe that in past cases throughout the country, the commission's general stance on this stuff is Part 97. However, in this case, Haller wrote a 2-page letter to the town of Hempstead and basically told them, hey, buddy, buzz off. You don't belong in this sector, and if you continue this, you'll only be messing with the government. So it's a situation that's really given us some good, solid background, and which will hopefully help other cases, other hams throughout the country.
Okay, hold on, Mark, and we'll be back after this timeout. 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. You're listening to Ham Radio and More.
and wrestle.
With the dollar in a free fall, gold and silver prices on the rise, and uncertainty prevalent throughout the financial world, I believe the place to be in 1995 is the futures markets. But you have to trade with knowledge. Hi, I'm Mo Ansari, host of the nationally syndicated talk show All About Futures, and I will be conducting a financial workshop in the Phoenix area on Saturday, May 6th. Given this new financial order, the days of buy and hold are history. You need to know when to get into the markets and when to get out. Let me provide you with the tools you need to keep your financial house in order. Learn how to read charts, technical analysis, money management, stop placement, seasonal trading, and much more. Learn how to use the tools you need to build your complete financial future, whether it's in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or the futures market. In our last workshop, we had to turn away listeners. So don't be disappointed and call early. Call 1-800-388-9700 and get all the information on this upcoming event. So mark your calendar May 6th and make your reservations by calling 1-800-388-9700.
Ever walk into someone's home or business establishment and form a first impression? Sure you have. We all do. Probably the first thing you notice is how well the place is kept up. That's why it's important to make sure your carpeting looks good. And there is nobody who will clean it and care for it better than Arizona's Magic Wand. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Bud Carey, owner of CSA Graphics, talk about his 11-year-old home.
And when I went to sell the home, the realtors thought that the carpet was new in the house. We just had him regularly come out and service the carpet by cleaning the areas that needed cleanup from trafficking.
Arizona's Magic Wand is owned and operated by Curtis Klemkin. Since 1987, he's worked at becoming Arizona's best in carpet cleaning, and he has succeeded. For a free phone estimate, call 246-9556 and watch your carpet look like new, just like magic. 246-9556.
M&I Thunderbird Bank knows the importance of having a good business partner firsthand. Back in 1847, Samuel Marshall opened a bank office in the rented half of a Milwaukee shoe repair shop. But his dreams reached far beyond obstacles of cramped space and lack of operating funds. Charles Ilsley joined Marshall, and as a team, they worked together to increase the bank's size and strength. And today, thanks to the diligence of the two partners, Thunderbird Bank is a proud member of the Marshall and Ilsley family. M&I Thunderbird Bank still focuses on businesses and partnerships just like yours. They'll take the time to know you and your banking needs. So if your business can use the assistance of a strong financial partner, and what business can't, then call M&I Thunderbird Bank at 241-6500. That number again is 241-6500. Team up with M&I Thunderbird Bank today.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. This is Len Winkler, KB7 LPW, along with... Okay, and we've got Mark Nadell on the line, and let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Tom, KA5HZD, listening to us in McAlester, Oklahoma. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Tom.
Yes, thank you. We're on cellular Henrietta, Oklahoma, and listening on KTMC there. I have a question.
Great.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I purchased a home in an area of Tulsa that has a, come to my find out, they have a covenant about no antennas. And I just wondered, I know you had a gentleman on, it's been a year ago, about that, how to proceed in trying to break that covenant, if you will, to put up a ham radio antenna. And I wondered if your Mark had any suggestions there on how to proceed to see if I couldn't have an antenna in this area, in that addition where I purchased a home.
Okay, I can maybe give you a little feedback. One of the things I found with a lot of municipalities is that this PRB1 is not, of course, a magic lamp that you rub and you end up with a permit. One of the problems you may run into, from what I see here, because there's a local case on Long Island like this, and I think similar to the one in Florida that's going on, is that once you are involved with a covenant, you may have a great deal of difficulty. I don't know really what the route is, but I can tell you that PRB1 will not be of any benefit to you in a situation like that, because if I remember correctly, they specifically discuss the covenant situations.
All right, so the public safety aspect really doesn't carry much water?
No, you know, it's funny. We went through this whole thing here, and the ironic part about this is even during this case, I've been asked to get involved and help out from a public support with a number of activities. And they just don't seem to... I guess the problem is that if the towns have an attitude of an anti-amateur radio, anti-tower status, then no matter what you do, they're not going to work with you. But I believe in other parts of the country, where amateur radio seems to be more important because it's probably less populated than it is in the New York region, that you may have a better chance.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. Did you want to guess or give me a number or anything, Tom? I guess not. Okay, that opens up a line at 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Let's go to Marv, W9KGE in Indianapolis. Welcome to Ham Radio More today, Marv. You're online with Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Len and Mark. Got about four questions, items here I've noted down. On your first trip to, I think it was the New York Supreme Court, was it?
Yes, that's correct.
Which is basically your lower court in New York, but was an attorney represent you at that level?
Yes, there was.
Okay, but you didn't get past there.
No, what we had, a number of people had said to us, we should have gone to federal court first. The problem that at least we were was recommended to me by the attorney was it looked like a very simple, case. And his thoughts were if we skipped the local level and went to federal court, the federal court may turn it back and say we did not follow our normal remedy and go through local issues or local court first. So we went through the local issue, and that's why we went that route.
Okay, well, I happen to be volunteer counsel here in Indianapolis, so...
Okay.
That was my second question. Did the league supply you the packet that they normally supply regarding antennas and...
Yes, in fact, the league, I must say, after a little prodding, the league not only supported us with the packet, but Chris Imlay filed two briefs, one initially and the second one for the second hearing, which was a 26-page document. So the league saved us quite a bit of money.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. That brings up a third point. I know at Dayton every year they have a seminar and their talk and Sunday morning, which is most interesting if anybody's headed that way, called Amateur Radio and the Law, and there is an attorney from Chicago that comes down usually to run it. Usually about five or six volunteer counsel from, I've seen them as far as New Jersey and Colorado, California, put on quite an interesting program regarding the different cases that have developed within the different states in the country.
Right. Sounds good.
The fourth item would be, I'm afraid, and I won't talk for Texas law, but if there's a covenant on that man's land preventing him from putting up an antenna, he's in trouble, possibly. There are ways around it, but one guy in Denver has been able to...
Hold on one second, Marv. Hold on. We'll be right back after station identification. We'll be right back.
Financial News Radio 1510 is KFNN Mesa Phoenix.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. Continue, Marv.
Three cases that were mentioned by an attorney in the Denver area that he was able to circumvent covenants, one, until all the lots are, then you have to read the covenants in the description on the land, and I'd warn any amateur that's buying property to take a good look at those covenants. And I know several other people have made the comment, probably the home is the most expensive item you buy in your life, so it's a good idea to get an attorney to look that over too. Point also on that is that some of these covenants have ways that you can, as I say, get out of it. Number one, the builder or the seller or the developer a lot of times retains the ownership of the artistic group or control of it until he sold all the lots. So until the lots are all sold, you may be able to get a lifting of that covenant to put up an antenna. If he's still in charge, once they're all sold, then all the homeowners become the owners of the covenant, so to speak, and they're in control and the builder's out of control. The other areas I think have been interested in as far as getting around it has been just totally misrepresentation by a salesperson who sold them a lot for a sales company that was developing the area, where there was a blatant misrepresentation that an amateur antenna could be erected.
Okay, any comment, Mark?
No, that's something that's somewhat out of my field, but as Marv mentioned, I think that it is no question, no doubt in my mind that when somebody goes out, when you go out to purchase a home, to thoroughly investigate that, even if you're not thinking about putting an antenna up initially, because somewhere down the line, it's only going to come back to haunt you.
It's so difficult today to go and buy a new home in a new home area, development area, and not have all these covenants preventing you from putting up a ham antenna. It's a very difficult, a big problem here in Phoenix, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. Marv, thank you very much for the call again.
Surely.
Okay. Bye-bye. And you were a winner last week, so I can't let you win 2 weeks in a row. Okay. Let's go to Bruce, NF7C, in Flagstaff, Arizona. Are you hearing KFNN, Bruce, all the way in Flagstaff?
Yeah, sure am, man.
Hey, you must have a real long antenna.
In fact, I use my Kenwood 940 receiver to listen to the station, and about 180 feet of wire strung out as a long wire through a tuner. So.
Okay. 1 minute. Ask the question.
Okay, couple real quick. You said originally, I believe, that the tower was put up in accordance with the law at the time.
That is correct.
And you mentioned something about, I think, that it was a 55-foot crank-up and exceeded the 30-foot limitation. Did that come about after, and wasn't it grandfathered?
Well, what happened was, originally when I installed the tower, it was a 30, it was a 55-footer, and it was cranked. I did not go for the full height. I went, told them I was going to keep it at 30-foot because I knew it was going to be a hassle to get involved with paperwork. However, when PRB1 changed, it came around, I went to the town, and they told me, don't worry about it, crank it up, nobody will bother you. And that was 10 years later.
Mark, hold on. Sure. We're going to be right back after a quick pause. Listen to Ham Radio and more. We'll be right back.
Financial News Radio 1510 is KFNN Mesa, Phoenix. CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
If you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More, and I'm Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW, along with... And for some reason, your microphone isn't working there, Ned. Try it again. No, I don't know what's going on for some reason, but... Anyway, it's Ned Stearns, AA7A, who's here with me in the studio. No, that one doesn't work. I'm not sure why not. You can try it again.
silent partner here.
Ah, there we go.
Okay, Ned Stearns, AA7A.
All right, there we go. You use that microphone. All right, and we've got Mark Nadell online from Hempstead, New York, and you're answering a question from Bruce. Go ahead.
Right, Bruce had asked about the 30-foot versus 55. At the time when the law changed and PRB1 came about, when I originally installed the tower, PRB1 was not in effect. When PRB1 came into effect, I went down to the town fathers and said, I'd like to raise this thing taller. And what are your thoughts? Should I go through the procedures for additional paperwork, or should I just crank it up? And they said, well, there's a federal law in the books. As long as nobody bothers you, we see no reason why you should spend the time and effort. So basically what I did is I went out and I cranked it up. Unfortunately, I made the mistake of not getting them to put that in writing at the time.
Yeah, okay. Now that gets into my second question, which is, typically with these kind of things, it seems like the local government won't hassle you unless some citizen hassles them.
Exactly.
And I think you made reference to the fact that you had a complaint, and you never got to deal with that person. One of the things I've always been curious about then is that the government, the local government in your case, then used the power of the government, in essence, to press this complaint of one citizen against the other and cause you all of this expense and agony.
Yes.
Have you found out in the course of this, do you have any recourse if you wind up winning? I mean, can you recoup any of that either from the government or from this other citizen who is certainly being found to have been in error in the first place?
Well, I think the problem here is that the town feels that since there's no, I'm violating the code because the code says 30 feet. So since I'm not at 30 feet, technically, I'm violating the code, and the paperwork I have does not hold for the permit I have does not work for what I have there. As far as recovering it, we're working on that, and that's something which is part of the legal strategy, which I really don't want to get into at this point.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Bruce?
Yeah, okay. How about number 12, Lynn?
Number 12 it is. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Good luck, Bruce. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Give us a call. We have one line open. Let's see, we're going to go to a break in about a minute. So why don't we take this opportunity, Mark, to give a phone number in case people want more information about radio or even would like to contribute something.
Okay, fine. We have a 24-hour-a-day information line, and you can call that at 516-735-2500, 516-735-2500, and our mailing address for contributions or any other information, of course we can always use the support, is Radio in care of Post Office Box 343, that's Williston Park, New York, 11596, that's Radio in care of P.O. Box 343, Williston Park, New York, 11596.
Okay, that sounds good. I know that one person online doesn't have a question for you. I'm not sure about Dave. Does Dave have a question? Okay, what we're going to do is after the break, we're going to come back with a DX update. We're going to take Dave's call, then Lee's call, and we'll hold you over, Mark.
Okay, fine.
And since there are some questions still for you. And we also have one line open if someone else wants to call about open lines or talk to Mark about the antenna problem he's having in Hempstead, New York. It's certainly a real problem with everybody. And our phone number is 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Again, next week we're going to have Ken Allen, chairman of the Dayton Hamvention, and I hope everybody or a lot of people are tending to go to the Mecca of amateur radio. Ned, I hear you're going to the Hamvention.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know you knew that.
Didn't you win a trip?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I guess you would have known that. Your daughter picked the ticket for me, and I'll pay her off next week.
A local ham club. Don't we have a spot? Someone's so late there. Anyway, it's April 28th, 29th, and 30th in Dayton, and there's usually about 40 1,000 people that show up to Dayton. So this is going to be your first trip there, huh?
Oh, that's right. It's a lifelong desire of mine to go to Dayton.
Well, the 30th, we're going to do our show live from the Dayton Hamvention. So that's going to be interesting on the 30th. We'll be right back. 1-800-298-TALK. 1-800-298-8255. We'll be right back. Hi, Len Winkler for Comer Communications, the RF communication system specialists. Radware has just received FCC approval for sale in the United States. I'm telling you that this is the greatest technology advancement for amateur radio ever. Okay? Write this phone number down. 619-599-0476. 619-599-0476. You get free software when you buy the unit, okay? And this is a full transceiver, to 30 megahertz that goes into your computer. It's just a computer board. It's unbelievable. It's got full DSP technology. It's amazing. You got to have a sound card with it, okay? They'll sell you a sound card that'll work with it for just $75 and $387 for the board, but you got to mention Ham Radio and More. Otherwise, you're going to pay more. I'm guaranteeing you that. So if you mention Ham Radio and More, it's $387 plus $75 if you want the soundboard. This is an HF rig in your transceiver, in your computer. It's just an amazing item, okay? This is really new. Now, they're going to be at Dayton if you want to see this in operation. The software is amazing, and you can get free updates forever and ever off their bulletin board. So as they upgrade the software, you just download it free of charge. It's no problem. Okay, the phone number for more information is 619-599-0476. 619-599-0476. You can get more information or you can place your order. They'll be happy to send you all the information that you'll ever need. And if you're not a ham, use this for shortwave receiving. It's amazing. 619-599-0476. Call today.
Have you ever shaken someone's hand, gotten their name, and 10 seconds later the name is forgotten? Well, forgetting someone's name is embarrassing. And in business, it costs you money. This is Kevin Trudeau, founder of the American Memory Institute, the world's largest memory training school. Having an instant recall memory, a photographic memory, is what the Mega Memory Home Study course is all about. I've pioneered the most advanced breakthrough in memory improvement technology in Mega Memory. Within just a few short hours, you'll increase your own memory 500% or more, guaranteed. You'll remember names and faces, even hundreds at a time, and instantly recall virtually everything you see, read, hear, or even think about. Students get straight A's with less study time. See why over 2 million people have already benefited from the Mega Memory Home Study course. Now, it's your turn.
Call 1-800-799-MEGA. That's 1-800-799-MEGA and improve your memory today. Start with this number, 1-800-799-MEGA.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, Len Winkler, KB7 LPW, along with
Ned Stearns, AA7A. I'm here today, all right.
All right, and our phone number is 1-800-298-TALK. And we're going to go right to the DX update. Lee Finkel, KY7M, has been waiting to do his DX update, so Lee, take it away.
This is Lee Finkel, KY7M, with the weekly DX update. There is, in addition to the team going to Conway Reef later this year, it's MASA, JG2BRI, who will handle satellite contacts from the Pacific Reef. So all of you who are interested in satellite, that's a new country that will be on Conway, 3 Delta 2 Charlie Tango or Charlie United. And another rare spot, we've got some good news that DF8AN will operate from Nepal, portable 9 November 1. Should be there now through April 5th, mostly on CW. bad news is that he'll be running a maximum of 3 watts into wire antennas on 40 and 15 meters only near the bottom of the bands in his local mornings and evenings. Sunrise there is around 010 Zulu, sunset 1230 Zulu. USL's go to the home call, Delta Fox 8 Alpha November. And for another rare spot, Europa Island out in the Indian Ocean, FR5HG/E has been noted on 14126 at 1630 Zulu, 14010 at 1800 Zulu, and 14085 on RTTY around 1745 Zulu. And a frequent station on the air these days is S92YL, who is the wife of S92SS. She's often heard on sideband on 15 or 17 meters between 1900 and 2100 Zulu on Sundays, and very active and also a good QSLer. For those of you with good low-band antennas who might be able to help out HL9HH, he's looking for an 80-meter North Dakota contact to complete his WAS on that band. Also needs North Dakota, South Dakota, and Rhode Island on 40 meters. You can find him on 3514 or 3505 kilohertz at 1100 Zulu, and he'll take skeds for any band or mode at that time, or you can send it to him at HL9HH call book address. 5N3/SP5XAR is active from Nigeria until the middle of May, including on 80 meters. And according to JH1ORA, the QSL manager has stated that 3V8 Bravo Bravo from Tunisia has forwarded all documents to ARRL and notes that any contacts on 10 megahertz probably were not good by a pirate. That's all for this week. We want to say thanks to the DX Bulletin by Chad Harris and QRZDX for our information. 73s and good DX. I'm KY7 Mike.
Okay, Lee, thanks a lot for that, and we'll hear you again with the DX update next Sunday. And, Ned, you follow those things. You're a heavy DXer.
Yeah, well, propagation will have to improve substantially for anybody to hear those.
I saw someone on Internet ask if he becomes a ham radio operator. He lives in, I think it was Illinois or something, if he can talk to his friend in Korea every day on, on ham radio. And they said he probably have as much chance as on the telephone to North Korea every day. Anyway, let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Dave. He has this is going to be the last question for Mark. Then we're going to go to open lines. Dave, KI7ZU, you're online with Mark Nadeau.
This is Dave. I have a question for you. I have some TVI problems, and we called the cable company, and the cable company says if people install RG59 instead of RG6, they will have interference. But that did not complete the problem or solve the problem. The big thing was is the neighbors complained to the city, and the city gave me a $50 fine because I was interfering with the TVs.
Jeez.
I don't mean to laugh, but I don't understand how they can do that. That's not within their jurisdiction.
Well, they did it, and I paid it. But in other words, if some of these cable connections could be illegal because they were using, another company's taps and splice splitters. But the cable company says if you stick with theirs or stick with RG6, the problem would be solved, but we can't convince anyone else.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do, Dave, on that. What I would do is I would definitely write a letter to the commission and explain to them that they are doing. I don't know what's going to come out of it. It'd probably end up costing you more than $50 to fight something like that, but of course I'm not one that sits by when someone does something they don't belong to do. But I would definitely bring that to someone's attention, even maybe the local political people, congressmen or someone out there, because that's absolutely absurd that they would do something like that. And, of course, that doesn't fix the problem anyway, and it sets a terrible precedent for anyone else.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening in Phoenix, and I really appreciate your help.
That's bizarre.
Okay, Dave, well, thank you. Did you want to come up with a number between 1 and 35?
Yeah, I used to work at Channel 7, so I'll pull 7.
Okay, Dave, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. Mark, I want to thank you for being our guest today.
Okay,
and,
well, I want to thank you for having
short
us.
Notice. Okay.
I appreciate having the opportunity to speak about this.
Okay, and if anybody wants more information, 516-735-2500,
That's correct?
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
And we'll keep you posted. Thanks again for all your help.
Please do.
Okay.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Okay, open lines. Give us a call. Win a prize, whatever you want. 1-800-298-TALK for the last few minutes here today. Lee, AB7HW, thanks for holding. You're on Ham Radio and More.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Okay, thank you. I'm looking to get some kind of a linear about for HF, you know, 40 meter to 10 meter. And what I've been told is there's some out there that will have an auto tuner or that will load up on their own. And I have yet to be able to find one. So in your audience, I'm wondering if somebody can tell me what brand or whatever will do an automatic tuning. I'm only talking about 600 PEP at the most.
Well, this is Ned. How you doing, Lee?
Thank you.
There are some radio or some linears that talk to your to the radio, like the Kenwoods. I believe they will tell the linear which band it's on, and all you really would need in that case is one that was broadband that would require no tuning on any one band. There's an ICOM. What's that? The 2KL or something like that. There's another one like that. What's your HF radio that you're using?
My HF is a Kenwood 450, and I've called Kenwood, but they send me all their transceiver information, but I get absolutely no. And I've asked them specifically for linears, and
yeah,
I haven't had a lot of luck.
Yeah, their linear is the it's a 922, I think it is, and that's not broadbanded. But you might look at the ICOM 2KL. Or there are some ETO amplifiers, but I don't think they are they interface with the radios. But another one might be these broadband solid state amplifiers that, or maybe I don't know much about them. Or do you know? Have you looked into those?
No, nothing. I've just tried to find information. I haven't had any luck.
Okay, I think it's a Metron, but I think that's band switched in order to put in some filtering. But you might check out the ICOM.
Okay, Lee, or otherwise we'll talk about it in the second hour.
Okay.
Okay, thank
you.
You
want a number?
What?
You want a number?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Number 18.
Okay, Lee, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll
Bye.
Be right back.
I'm Fred Lewis for...
Thank you for calling Ira Epstein's Commodities Phone.
Enter your account number now.
You're listening to Commodity Phone, your direct link to the commodities market where all you need is a touchtone phone to stay informed, keep connected, and get ahead.
For price quotes, press 1. For account information, press 2.
Finally, a commodities quote service that works the way you want, wherever your life takes you, so you can trade commodities smarter, faster, with more confidence. That's trading commodities Ira Epstein style. Get real-time commodity price quotes before they're yesterday's news. Just tell us what commodities you like to trade in, and Commodity Phone remembers every time you call. Retrieve quotes from your personal quote file as often as you want.
A, cocoa, high, 1365, low, 1348.
Call Ira Epstein at 1-800-284-3010 for a free two-week trial of Commodity Phone. That's 1-800-284-3010. Commodity Phone. It won't make the coffee, but it will tell you what it's trading at. Hearing is believing. Call 1-800-284-3010 now. 1-800-284-3010.
Suffering from information overload? Accounting and bookkeeping personnel to the rescue. Offering this change of pace. So relax and enjoy. Try accounting and bookkeeping personnel. They're an employment service exclusively placing accountants and bookkeepers in permanent positions and on temporary assignments. This dual purpose allows accounting and bookkeeping personnel to concentrate all their attention on this one technical field, thus becoming the experts you can rely on when you have accounting or bookkeeping staffing needs. It's relaxing. Ask any of their clients. Call 277-3700. Accounting and bookkeeping personnel. 277-3700.
You've seen Jordan Goodman, Money Magazine's Wall Street correspondent, on national television news shows like Nightline and NBC News at Sunrise. You hear him on the radio almost every day analyzing the various business issues that affect your life. You heard him speak at Financial Fest 94, and we hope you listen to him every Friday afternoon during Financial Review. Now get a copy of his critically acclaimed book, Everyone's Money Book, at $5 off the cover price. Everyone's Money Book is loaded with personal finance information, from investing to real estate, tax planning, estate planning, and more. Everyone's Money Book is over 800 pages loaded with charts to tailor to your own personal financial needs. Right now, KFNN has a limited supply of Everyone's Money Book on sale for only $20. That's right, Everyone's Money Book for the low price of $20. Call 241-1510 and order your copy of Everyone's Money Book for $5 off the cover price. Call 241-1510 and get your copy of Everyone's Money Book today.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More, and we're in our last segment. Boy, the excuse me, this hour sure went fast. We've got Mike on the line, N1OEG, listening to us in South Carver, Massachusetts on WNBH. Welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Hi, Len. Glad to be on.
Thank you.
Great show. Really appreciate it being on the air.
We appreciate you listening.
Okay. Basically, what I wanted to discuss was, I was wondering if you had any background information on why the ARRL just recently voted to not support expanding the 40-meter phone segment of the band.